This is a special podcast produced on site at ChishMed Connections 2025 in Dallas as we talk with this year's Rising Star Leadership Award recipients direct from the show floor. I'm Bill Klaproth, and I'm pleased to welcome Lacey Reichwald, the Director of Marketing at AHA Media Group and a ChishMed Rising Star awardee. Lacey, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. Same. This is one of the best parts of my job, talking to Rising Star awardees like yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and hearing your story, because they're always fun and interesting to hear, because everybody's got a different story.
Of course. Yeah.
So we're going to dive in today, everybody. It's Lacey's story. Let's have at it.
Let's go.
So Lacey, can you tell us a little bit about your journey into healthcare marketing and what led you to AHA Media Group?
Sure. I definitely took a unique path to get here. I've been in healthcare marketing for a little over 3 years. And before that, I did some client-facing marketing in a lot of different industries for an agency. And before that, I owned and operated a multi-location cafe, coffee shop, and bakery for the first 14 years of my career.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so definitely not where I expected to be if you would have asked me pre-2020. But 2020, you know, was a big year for a lot of reasons. And it was a time for me to make a career shift. And I decided that the marketing part of owning my own business was what I really, really loved, and I wanted to pursue that. And then I realized that being in an agency working on multiple different projects at the same time was not my speed. And through a mutual friend, I was introduced to AHAVA when she was looking for a marketing manager, and the rest is history. I've been here ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
From coffee to healthcare.
Yes. I mean, in a way, it's serving others. There's a lot that's related on both sides. Understanding what customers are looking for. Patients are our customers. And just helping people get what they need. So hospitality and healthcare have a lot in common.
So did you always think, man, I want to work in the healthcare space someday?
No.
Or did you kind of have, you just...
No, I'll be totally honest, and hopefully I don't get flamed for saying this. I kind of held my nose when I applied for the job because I had a negative view of what healthcare marketing was. I just didn't know what it was. I thought, oh, pharmaceutical sales. I definitely did not understand until I dove in just how valuable and needed it is. And within... Before I even started, when I started researching AHA Media Group in the industry, I realized, wow, every time that I've Googled a symptom and felt relieved at the answer, that's healthcare communication, that's healthcare marketing, and that's what made me want to be a part of it and what keeps me going.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said at the beginning, everybody's story is different, and this could be the most different I've ever heard.
From cupcakes to healthcare.
Hey, but it's working out.
You're
a rising star at ChishMed. Oh, my goodness.
And I love it.
I love it. So what does that mean to you? You've been in healthcare, I think you said, 3 years?
Mm-hmm, just over three years.
I love it. So what does the ChishMed Rising Star Award mean to you personally and professionally?
Yeah, I mean, personally, it means so much. I think people can do the math. I gave you a little bit of my past. I'm in my 40s. And to be called a rising star in your 40s, you know, it feels so good because it means that I haven't reached the top yet. I'm still growing, but I also am so new to this industry that it really means a lot to me to be recognized for the alignment that I feel. I really feel like in this role, I have arrived at what I should be doing. And so to have that recognized by my peers is really, it feels so good. And I mean, I guess that's personal and professional. The overlap there is, it feels really great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Started at the bottom, now we're here. No, sorry, that just came
to mind. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
That's right. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. That's right. It's just so interesting, and congratulations to you. But it's easy to see why you're a rising star. I've seen you at multiple conferences, and you're always either you're on a panel or I've seen you give presentations, and they're always excellent.
Oh,
so it's very
you.
Easy to see why you've been chosen as a Rising Star awardee. So
thank
congratulations on that. Speaking of that, can you talk about some of the healthcare campaigns or initiatives that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of what I do, I don't get to interact very much with our clients because I'm promoting our organization. But the things that come to mind are all involving clients. So when I get to go to conferences and meet with and speak and you know, chat with folks who are working in the hospitals and health systems, I learn so much. And recently, I've also been going out on client visits with our client teams to help teach teams how to integrate AI into their workflows. And being able to go into the hospitals and talk with these folks who are doing the hard work every single day, it gives me so much energy for the work that we do. And I'm particularly proud of that, the way that I've been able to help make AI hopefully a little bit more accessible to some folks and hopefully a little bit more pragmatic too. I try not to be too overzealous about it.
Right. Well, it's a powerful tool if used in the right way.
Yes.
On both the marketing side and the actual healthcare side, really
Absolutely.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And if you can help people that are on the front lines of the medicine and patient focused, if you can help them perform their jobs better through AI, that just promotes better patient outcomes, which everybody is for.
Absolutely. And I think the key word that you said was tool. It's a powerful tool, but it is just a tool. And the human aspect of what we do every day is really what's important. So I try really hard to think about that. What's the outcome that we're looking for? What tools do we need? Is one of those tools an AI tool? Rather than trying to back into it and say, oh, AI is new. How can we use it? That's kind of backwards thinking. And I don't want anyone to pull in a tool or a process that isn't actually going to help the end result of our patients getting the care that they need.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How can we use this to best benefit our people
right.
or patients or attract or put together better campaigns that will explain the services that we offer to help make people healthier
yes.
or stay healthy?
Yeah, and the impact that on the tool side, that's one thing, but then the impact that AI is having on search and the way that patients find care and the answers to their questions is huge. So that's really what I've been spending a lot of time learning and talking about, because the things that we used to do aren't necessarily the things that are going to be working in the future as this changes. And on the other hand, my big message is always don't panic. The future is a little further away than we think. Things are not changing that fast. And the great foundation that people have laid with their amazing SEO, with their writing, being human focused all along, all that stuff is still working as long as you're staying focused on what the patients need at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, that's great perspective. So thank you for sharing that. Let's talk about ShishMed for a minute. How has ShishMed been important in your career development?
ShishMed was the first conference that I attended when I started at AHA Media Group, and it was like a boot camp for healthcare marketing, honestly. I went to every session that I could. I shook hands with everyone that I could and just really put myself out there to listen to the questions people were asking and the jargon. I didn't want to say jargon, but the catch, you know, the acronyms and the
right.
everything was new to me. And I felt like in 3 days, I learned so much. And then I joined the forum online, the ShishMed board, and being able to communicate with folks there, read their questions and answer their questions when I had an answer. It's just such a great way for someone, especially new to healthcare, to learn and get involved. And it's welcoming. It was easy. There was no barrier to entry for me.
Yeah, it's so great to hear. And I know a lot of people share those same types of stories on what ShishMed has meant to them and their career development. I love how you called it boot camp for healthcare marketing.
That's the new tagline.
That's it. I love it. So good. So good. So was there a mentor or somebody along the way also that kind of helped you through this?
Yeah, there have been so many.
Okay.
I mean, the very obvious answer, but the truth is Ahava, the mm-hmm. founder and CEO of AHA Media Group. She has been an incredible mentor to me and an amazing support. She gives me a lot of trust and we work so well together. But the other thing I've found in this industry is that we don't really have any competitors. So many of my mentors and friends come from other agencies that I think someone might think is competition, but we're really just all cheering one another on and sharing without giving away anything that is private or proprietary, sharing like, oh, I have a client that's dealing with this issue. Have you ever seen this before? And getting the answer and being able to take that back to the work that we do. So really the whole industry, I guess, has served as a mentor, and because we all have the same mission of moving this forward, right? We all want the same thing at the end of the day.
It's an interesting community.
It is.
And a really cool community once you get to know all the people in it. And people want to be helpful, as you say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So because we're all kind of dealing with the same thing, sort of shared experience. So the networking alone, we talk about people that are actually healthcare marketers, but for somebody like you who works at a marketing agency or me at a podcasting company, it's interesting to talk with other people and get their perspectives and what they're going through with clients, shifts in the industry,
yes.
like what is happening with AI and search right now, which has been one of the big topics here at ShishMed, trying to understand that better.
Yes.
So those things are really important, and these types of conferences certainly bring those things to the forefront. And great to talk to other people. Are you hearing what I'm hearing? Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yes.
What are you doing about this? What do you think about this? Let me get your perspective and understanding of it. So.
Yes, and anytime I have those conversations, if they don't have the answer, they know who I can talk to. And that's been just incredible. And a lot of times it is someone that's at a hospital or health system. Sometimes it's another agency or another company, but there's always an offer to help. When I first started in this industry, actually, I thought of something back in my cafe days, which is recipe sharing. Mm-hmm. We, in our little sweets industry, we would share recipes all the time. Not, you know, grandma's secret recipe, but like, hey, my cupcakes aren't rising the right way. Have you seen the same thing? And getting help from another bakery. And I feel like that's really what happens here, is like recipe sharing. Like we've done this before. We've seen this issue. Here's how you get that to work.
I love it. What a great analogy. Okay, so let's turn the tables a little bit. What's your advice for any up-and-coming rising stars, people that are coming up the ladder behind you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to call back to what I said about my first ShishMed. Just put yourself out there. I think that so often we're afraid of putting ourselves out there, of being seen. What if I'm wrong? What if my idea isn't popular? But if we don't do that, first of all, we cause a condition where nothing moves forward because we're all just agreeing with one another. And no one else is going to do it for you. You really have to take your career into your own hands and obviously align yourself with mentors and with leadership that champion you, but you're going to have to put yourself out there and learn and grow. And there's lots of space for that in this industry.
I just spoke with Donna Teach, who is the Leadership Award recipient, and she kind of said the same thing. She said, get out there.
Yeah.
She said, be courageous. Get involved, just like you did.
Yes.
And it paid off for you.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it continues to. And it's not just because it's paying off. I love it. It's fun, too. You meet so many people. I have friends all over the country now. And anyone could do that. Anyone involved in ShishMed could get a little bit more involved. One of my pro tips is to get involved in your regional ShishMed chapter if you have one. Those groups are so fantastic. They really, you know, deal with the issues that are happening in those areas, which are unique all over the country. I really encourage folks to do that.
Absolutely. And a shout out to our friends in Illinois at Ish and Purr.
Yes.
And our friends in Wisconsin at Whippermiss.
And I'm on the board for MashMed.
Okay, very good. Yes, so, there's so many of those that are really good and important.
Yes.
Okay, so I've saved the hardest question for the end of the interview.
Oh, boy.
So here it comes. What do you think of the coffee here at the conference?
That's not fair. Actually, I'm going to give major props. They've got these really great flavored syrups.
Okay.
So, you know, not everybody likes to just drink black coffee.
Right.
And they've got these really tasty flavored syrups. If you want to make yourself a little sweet treat, you can
Bam.
Do it.
Yeah. Bam. From an expert.
Yeah.
I love it. This is so great. So good. Okay. Real last question. Anything you want to add? Any final thoughts from your journey in healthcare marketing to here as a Rising Star awardee? Final thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's never too late to put yourself out there. I think that advice about people who are new in their careers, you know, about putting yourself out there, that doesn't have to stop when you're fresh into your career. I made this huge change right before my 40s, and it was terrifying, but I put myself out there and
you did it.
Started from the bottom. Now
you
I'm here.
Such a great message, though, and I would hope all of us, and I think everybody that attends conferences like this, are lifelong learners.
Yes.
And you can always learn and grow, and that's what keeps you moving forward.
Absolutely.
Getting stagnant is not fun. So you can be at this 30 years and still be learning and be excited about what tomorrow brings.
Yes.
AI has been a big theme at this conference so far. Thinking about the new stuff that we're having to deal with and grapple with, but learn as well.
Yes.
That's what makes it interesting, and that's what makes life interesting, is those new challenges and to keep moving forward. So that's a great message. Mm-hmm. You're never too old to get out there and be courageous and try new things, and look how it's paid off for you.
Well, thank you.
And look how we are benefiting in the industry from you.
Oh,
right?
Gosh. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a one big circle here. It all comes around. So,
yeah.
So you're giving back, and we want to give you props, too, and are so proud of you. So,
well, thank you,
good
Bill.
Stuff. You're welcome. All right. Once again, that is Lacey Reichwald, and thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you. It's been great.
Oh, yeah. And we hope you enjoyed ShishMed Connections 2025. And if you were unable to attend, you can access the presentation recordings at shishmed.org. And make sure you check out all the offerings during ShishMed Week. It's coming up November 16th through the 22nd. Mark your calendars, people. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And please subscribe so you get every episode chock full of great healthcare strategists, marketers, topics, solutions, and great people like Lacey. So check it out. You can access our podcast library at shishmed.org/podcasts. This has been a production of Dr. Podcasting. I'm Bill Klaproth. See ya.